The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 117 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths in its latest update posted December 3. A Bradford and an Isa man have died after contracting COVID-19. One of the men was over 79 years old and one was between 45 and 64 years old. Both died on November 24. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Midland, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Collingwood, 5, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 6, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Barrie, 35, 10 youth under 18 years old, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 9 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 6 are outbreak related, 5 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 6, 4 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 13, 9 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 3 are linked to close contact transmission, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Orillia, 9, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to travel and the rest are still under investigation. Remara, 5, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and 1 is still under investigation. Severn, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. All 7 cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 6, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. Isa, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the other is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and 1 is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 8, 2 people from Bracebridge, 1 person from Gravenhurst, 1 person from Georgian Bay, 3 people from Huntsville, and 1 person from Muskoka Lakes. Included in the new cases reported today are 67 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 47 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 705 active cases in the region. 29 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 76 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized with COVID-19, and among them 22 were fully vaccinated, 5 were partially vaccinated, and 49 were unvaccinated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,920 cases of COVID-19, with 14,935 of those cases recovered and 280 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine, and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Stainer Collegiate Institute, Stainer, declared DEC. 2, 2 cases MVale District High School, MVale, declared December 2, 4 cases Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 2 cases, previously an outbreak from November 4 to 10, La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 4 cases Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 2 cases Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 2 cases unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 28 cases Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 8 cases Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 3 cases St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Aurelia, declared November 24, 2 cases Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases Tosserontio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 15 cases ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 6 cases Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 8 cases Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 14 cases St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 9 cases Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 12 cases an outbreak declared at St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School in Barrie on November 1, is now over. There were 11 cases associated with the outbreak. The outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie is also over. There were 10 cases associated with that outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include 2 unnamed childcare facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, both with 2 cases. Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, Aurelia, declared December 1, fewer than 5 patient cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, 1 staff and 1 resident case Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 8 cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 3. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosserontio 259-242-2 December 2, 2. 185,118.75.8% Barrie 5,468 5,051 131 the 14th of December 23 564,128.85.1% Bradford WG 2,372 2,284.41 December 2 5,434 3,084.9% Clearview 178 164 5 2 December 1, 1,184.83.9% Collingwood 310 4 December 2nd 1257 2089.1% ESA 628.595.6 1 December 2nd 2605.50.74% Innisfil 1485.1436 The 21st of December 23602.56.83.7% Midland 253.230.6 2 December 2nd 1382.82.87% New Tecumseth 1741.1699 The 19th of December 24112.33.79.7% Aurelia 494.425.9.5 December 2nd 1461.95.89.5% Oro Medant 305.282.6 1 December 2nd 1307.56.83.5% Penetanguishene 257.239.8 December 2nd 2667.62.90.7% Remara 156.138.1 December 2nd 1492.67.86% Severn 134.106.3 1 December 2nd 894.113.84.6% Springwater 398.377.2 December 2nd 1,857,121.90.7% Tay 151.145.3 December 1st 1,346.54.86.9% Tiny 167.157.2 December 2nd 1244.37.79.3% Wasaga Beach 399.364.5.2 December 2nd 1,688.169.86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 21. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.